Today's share of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Nun Tes Omud Beis. And we're in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're completing today Yemirtzah Hashem Simen Kuf Samach Beis, which is a beautiful simen dealing with a lot of the halachos and the tilos yadayim. We left off with the very last few words of Seif Tes. Seif Tes, yesterday Shia discussed if you're pouring water on your hands, and in the water was a pebble or some little particle, and now the waters that are on that particle cannot become tahar by the mayim shniim that you pour on it. So we brought down in yesterday's Shia a number of eitzes how to go and fix that problem, and here today the Mechaber concludes Seif Tes with the words, v'im shofech revi'is mayim ki'achas ayodo, if you poured an entire revi'is, then you don't have to be concerned with all the things that we talked about in yesterday's shiur, how to make sure that the water that's upon the pebble or that's upon the little splinter or kisame, that it will not be go and re-mitame your hand, because that water, we said, doesn't become tar with mayim shneim. So if that water was tame, you got a problem. So the eight says, we've been saying for days now, is always pour revius. If you pour revius, then there is no water that is tame, that is created over here when you pour the mayim rishonim. And if you look in Sif Katan Samach Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says this, we've learned this already, Kanal B'Sif Ches, we've already explained all of these halachos in Sif Ches, if you pour the entire revius, so you don't have a problem with the water becoming tame, and therefore even if the water is on a tzor or a kisame or on a ring or any other thing, as we'll learn in the next Sif, dealing with water on the bandage, you don't have a problem if you pour an entire revius. Now we go to the final Sif in the Simen, Sif Yud. Mi Sheish Lomaka B'Yodo. Uritia oleha. If a person has a wound on his hand and he has a bandage, this ritia on top of it. What is this ritia? So the Ramah says pirish ingantu belaz, a French word that means ingantu, which means some sort of a bandage over here. As the Mishnah Berurah explains to Sivkot and Samach Zayin, we've already learned this ayin and simen kuf samach alev Sivkot and dalet in the Mishnah Berurah. And if you go back over there and you look, you see the Mishnah Berurah wrote that this ritia is something that mashinostim chelev odonag, some sort of a fatty material, oily material, or waxy material, or shar dover meshicha, or some other oily material on a smartut, on some sort of a bandage, laniach halakev, which you go and put on the wound. So that's what this ritia is, some sort of a wound bandage. So how is a person who has such a band-aid or some sort of a bandage on their hand supposed to wash until it's a dime? So the Mechaber writes, Dailo, it's adequate for this person, Shiito Sha'ar Hayad, Shalob Mokam Ritiyah. Go wash the rest of the hand, not where the bandage is, and just be careful, V'tzorech Lizar, Shalob Yigab Ritiyah. Make sure that you don't go and touch the Ritiyah, which will have water on it potentially, which then would be a problem. The Mechaber continues, Shalo yachzu hamayim shal haritiyah v'tamo yad. So any water that did come into contact with the ritiyah, which cannot be, of course, be mitahar with the mayim shniim, so therefore you have to be careful not to touch that to the rest of your hand, and therefore the hand will stay tar. Alternatively, the Eitzah again is given, O yishpoch revius al yad, or pour an entire revius on the hand, ki achas all at once, shaz lo nitmu hamayim. Therefore the water in this situation is not considered tamei. Now let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. In Sivkot and Samuches, he writes, Dailo Shayito Shahayat. It's adequate if you just wash the rest of the hand, but not the bandage. Myri, we're talking here, Shayna Yochel Asira, that you can't take off this bandage. Machmas Ke'ev Hamaki. It would be too painful for the wound if you were to take off the bandage. Ukmosha Kosavnu Shom Le'el, but Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Hay, as we've already learned early in this simon. Ayin Shom, go look back over there that we won't worry about the person taking off the bandage in the middle of the wheel because in the middle of the meal, because the bandage is painful to take off, or the wound will be painful if it's left unbandaged, and therefore there is no concern that he'll take off the bandage in the middle of the meal and the food will touch the unclean hand. Therefore the Mishnah Berurah says it's adequate to wash the rest of the hand which will touch the food, and the rest of the hand will become tar, and this isn't the problem, the Ein Zun Etilu L'Chatzoin, this is not considered a problem of washing part of the hand. We already previously learned in this simon that if you wash the hand only in part, you wait till it dries, and then you wash the rest of the hand, so that's not considered a good Netilas Yadayim. So this over here, you might have thought, well, you're only washing part of the hand, you're not washing the part of the hand that has the wound on it, the bandage on it, so maybe this would be called Netilas L'chatzoin, it would be no good. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's not a problem. Kivin she'eino yochel litol chetz yasheni, because it's physically impossible for you to go and wash the rest of the hand over here, it's underneath the bandage, it has a wound on it, and therefore, we view this in halacha, domi l'mi, shenikta etzbo, shenoto sharayat. We view this as if the finger is amputated, as if that piece of the hand is missing, and therefore, when the person, Rahman al-San, only has three fingers, so then, of course, he only washes the fingers that he has. He doesn't have to worry that he doesn't have five fingers. So in this situation, we view the area under the wound, that is under the bandage, as being not existent in a halachic point of view, and therefore it's considered that you're washing the entire hand that is capable of being washed. The issue footnote number 49 explains further. L'chein, afilu im rov hayad mechusi b'tachboshes. Even if the majority of the hand has some sort of a bandage on, let's say a guy has a cast on his hand, and most of the hand, or he has some sort of an ace bandage that can't be taken off on his hand. So das Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Nishmas Avram, Shadai Shiyito Rak Esachelik She'enu Mechusa. It would be halachically acceptable to only wash that part of the hand that is not bandaged, even though it's only a minority of the hand. Because we view the part that is covered up as if it's not halachically there. And we don't say that this is like by tefillah, where tefillah, if you have the majority of the body covered up, then it's not a good tefillah, it's considered a chatzitza. That doesn't apply over here in this situation. The issue footnote number 50 brings down that the source for this din brought down by the Shulchan Aruch, and explained by the Mishnah Berurah, that we view that part of the hand as if it's not there at all, that's underneath the wound, and therefore it's not called a Netilah L'chatzayin, is actually based on the Divrei of the Rosh, the words of the Rosh. However, the Chazon Ish disagrees with the interpretation that we gave over here, and he says, I don't understand. Shetam Zet, Eino Muvan, this entire opinion of the Rosh, as explained in Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, doesn't make any sense. Eino Muvan. How can you tell me, view that the area underneath the bandage as if it's not there? It is there. Etzbo kayemis. It's there. And every moment he has the power in his hand to go remove the bandage. So why would we consider it in this situation as if the hand is amputated, the finger is amputated? He could take the bandage off and then it's not amputated. And the Chazon Ish continues and he says, V'hosif, sha'av she'ev shol ha'hazbir. Maybe you want to explain, shekivin shamaka koevislo, since the wound hurts him, chachamim patru minitilas yadayim. That the real reason over here is that there is no chiv of nitilas yadayim, the rabbis didn't institute it in a person who would be suffering. And therefore, v'yitzrichu rach lichroch mapa. In this situation, it would be adequate for the person to wear gloves when he eats the meal, to wrap his hands in something so that the hands never actually touch the food and be mitami the food. So why do you do netilah on any part? So he says, the rush was machmir over here. Shemikomok mito mash yocho, wash at least what you can. Vishar hayati shoy maritia, the rest of the hand will obviously stay with the bandage on it. Vyo midin krichas mapa, and you go and wrap that part with a mapa, and so half of the hand will have netilas yadayim, and half of the hand will have krichas mapa. Chazon Ish says that's also no good. So then the actual hand washing served no purpose whatsoever. And you really should need a mop on the entire hand. But that's not the way the Rosh is understood. He seems to imply that the half of the hand that you had to tila sedayim on doesn't need to have the mapa on it, the gloves on it, in order that you won't touch the food. It's only the part with the bandages that needs to be covered up. And therefore, the Chazon Ish leaves it over here with Hadvarim Koshim Levin. It's very difficult to understand over here. And he writes down in the Shona Halachos, Sha'ochein HaChazonish Metzadeit Sha'kishayesh Retia Achelech Miyado, if somebody does have a bandage on part of his hand, Sorech Lichroch Mapa Al Kolayat. He disagrees with this understanding of the Rosh, and he says you have to put a glove or a bandage over the entire, covering over the entire hand, so that none of the hand, not the part that's bandaged, and certainly not the part that's not bandaged, goes and touches the food. However, Omnon Mimyesh Retia Al Kaf Yodo, if he has a bandage on the upper part of his hand, but the fingers are all visible, they're not under the bandage, so then Rav Ozner Zatzal in the Shevet Alevi writes, we can rely upon the opinion that says early in Shulchan Aruch that you don't have to wash up to the wrist, you only have to wash up to the knuckle. And in this situation, wash your hand up until the knuckles only, where there's no bandage, and don't worry that you're not washing the rest of the hand, and you don't even have to go in this situation and put a wrapping, a mapa, around your hand. And this is in fact brought down by the Shelos Achuvas Divrei Yitziv in a similar situation regarding Misha Loyocho Lito Yodov Arakona Machmas Cholish Yodov Bestapchos Miamayim. Someone who has a problem that his hands get swollen with the water, that people have various responses to water in the hand. It makes the hands have all sorts of cracks and all sorts of problems if they get wet. So therefore, they try not to get their hands wet. So this person is going to have a problem if he washes his whole hand. So only wash up to the knuckles in this situation. And you don't have to go and wrap the hand, as we just mentioned, with a mappa in order to be choshesh for the shita that says you have to wash above the knuckles. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Samach Tes says, Shar Hayad, you don't have to go and wash any place on the bandage, but you only have to wash the rest of the hand. If a person can't wash his hands at all because he's sick for whatever the reason, let's say he can't put his hands in contact with water, so then in that situation, a person should wear gloves or he should go and cover his hands entirely with some sort of a mappa and then touch the food. Or wrap the food in something so you're not touching the food, and this way you'll eat the food without doing the tila sudayim. The issue for number 51 brings down, Misha'eni yochol lito rak yad achas. Let's say somebody has a bandage on one hand but could wash the other hand, so then he brings down from the shelos tshuvas ra'al pa'olim, shekivon she'eno notel elo yad achas, l'chori yesh l'stapik im yesh l'varcha kach. Should you or should you not make a bracha? However, he concludes and he says, Daito nota shivaruch. He says you should make the bracha, and even though we normally say Safik brachos lahakos, so maybe you shouldn't make the bracha over here, he says, nevertheless, Yeshlach Shoshlam Noas Anotam Ilvaruch, you shouldn't prevent this person from making a bracha, because Shibbe bracha kfu ala mitzvah, when the rabbis instituted making a bracha on a mitzvah, he kpidu rabbanu shalo lasso sis a mitzvah lo bracha. The rabbis were makbid over here not to do the mitzvah without making the bracha. Furthermore, the Rav Poalim Zatzal adds, "Sha'av shenoto rak yad achas." Even though you only wash your one hand, you can still make the bracha al metilas yodayim, which is in the lashon of Rabbim, plural, and it's not called lying over here. You didn't wash both your hands; you only washed one hand, so maybe it would be called lying. He says, "No, the bracha is made by Chazal based upon what most people do. The fact that you're not washing both hands, that's not a problem with lying over here when you make this bracha al metilas yodayim and you washed only one hand." And he brings down the Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal seems to say the same thing. When a person has a cast on one hand that can only wash the other hand, he can make the bracha on such an atila on the other hand. But he doesn't mention, should you change the girsa and say al natilas yad versus al natilas yadai. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Ayin says, be careful that you don't touch the bandage then, which didn't get washed. Tzarich lomar shelo yigu hamayim beritia. Make sure that the water doesn't touch the bandage over here. V'hainu, the kol shenishpach mayim rishonim k'tzas al ritia, because if some of the water from your mayim rishonim went onto the ritia, ein mayim shneim yichol mutarim, then there's no way that the mayim shneim will be able to be mutar the waters. We've already explained in detail in yesterday's shir and at the beginning of today's shir. The cholzim achakach hamayim shal ritia, and the water therefore that's on the bandage would go back and be re-metame al hayad u-metame also, would come into contact with the hand and be metame the hand again, as we've already learned k'mo b'sif tes in yesterday's shir leil yin and tzor v'kisim in regards to the pebble or the splinter. And that's why the mechaber said shelo yasu, you have to be careful not to have that water on the bandage touch the hand. Therefore, make sure you don't get any water on the bandage, or, as we've already said many times, pour an entire revius. Which is now what the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ayin Aleph explains, and he says, even if the bandage did get wet, as long as you pour the revius on it, there's no concern that it'll be re-metami the hand. Because the Achronim write, the Eitzah Zuyof Yosim Yofan Rishon, that this is the better Eitzah, this is better than the first suggestion that we made, to be careful not to touch the bandage with water on it. Because it's impossible to make sure that the bandage doesn't get wet, because you have to pour right up until the area where the bandage starts. And it's almost impossible, if you do that, that the ritiyah won't get any water on it. The Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion in Sivkot Nun Vav explains, if you pour it far away, so you guarantee that the ritiyah won't get wet, then you won't have done an adequate netilas yadayim on the part of the hand that is not under the bandage. Because you have to go, he brings down the name of Yam Shul Shlomo, all the way up to the ritiyah and wash every part of the hand that's visible. So it's almost impossible, he says, to go and wash all of the hand that's visible and not get the bandage wet. So therefore, since you're going to get the bandage wet, make sure you use revius. The issue for number 52 points out that on Shabbos, this is not a problem over here of kibbutz if you were to get the bandage wet. Likewise, it's not a problem that you come to wring out or do schita, squeezing out water from the bandage. That's not the way that it's normally done. Therefore, we don't have to be choshesh for this. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes, Od kosvu, the tov lichroch al haritia, achar enetia, kishabo lechol, when you go and eat afterwards, and the ritiyah is possibly wet, go and wrap it with something. And this way, when you wrap it with smartut lovon, vinoki, lechasu zuam masuritia, it will cover up any of the disgusting material that is on the bandage. Chavetz Chaim in Sivkot Nun Zayin over here in the Shaar HaTzion brings down that you can't do this before you wash the netila and try to cover the bandage up with some sort of a cover beforehand, because you won't be guaranteed that you'll wash properly then all the parts of the hand that are revealed, not underneath the bandage. And then you won't be yotze with this netila. The Mishnah continues and he writes, Kasu achronim im nof la retia besoch hasuda tzorch litoshenis. If the retia does come off your hand, then you have to wash your hands in the middle of the meal a second time. Kedin mapa. This would be the same thing. If the mapa that you covered up your hands with when you have the halachic right to use the mapa, as we'll explain in Mitzvah Shem in the upcoming Shir, Sinan Kusamach Gimel, the motive is there where it's permissible. Shem Hisir a mapa. If you do take off the mapa in the middle of the meal, also lecho, you can't continue eating until you wash until Sidayim, came bezeh. The same thing would apply over here. If the bandage comes off, then the original hetter that you had not to have washed underneath the bandage no longer applies, and you have to do a new Natil Sidayim. Now we finally conclude with the Ramah. The Ramah says, Notlim Mayim Rishonim Ben Al Gabi Kli Ben Al Gabi Karka. Person, when he washes the Netilas Yadayim on his hand, can have that go run into a basin or it can go into the ground. And it's not a problem that people then might step on the water on the ground that he poured from the Mayim Rishonim. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nayin Beis explains the Hainu Mayim Shilf Nehemot. So here we're talking about the hand washing that we call Netilas Yadayim for eating bread, as opposed to Lafuki Mayim Achronim. The Mayim Achronim we are concerned about, as we'll explain in Yitzhak Shem in a way off in Simon Kuf Peyal of Siv Beis, that we are concerned there for Mayim that will be Ruach Ra upon them, a bad spirit upon them that could hurt people, harm people. So we're very careful not to pour that in an area where people might walk. Here with the Mayim Rishonim, he says you don't have to be so concerned. Deir Shufutin number 54 brings down Mashma, Shein Ruach Ra Shora Al Mayim Elu, that there is no bad spirit, so to say, that is upon these hands over here, and therefore by the Mayim Rishonim, it's not a concern. The Eino Kama Mayim Achronim, as opposed to Mayim Achronim, where there is this Ruach Ra that is upon the hands. However, he does bring down from Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, Shashosa, Mishari Menatila. If one drinks from this water, however, that's not a good thing. It's kosher l'shichcha, it will lead to forgetfulness, unless he's moved it into, from this basin into another basin. And he adds, if you added a lot of water to this also, that might also be good, unless you do consider it disgusting. If it's disgusting, then you shouldn't be drinking from it. That concludes Siman Kuf Samach Beis. And Yitzhak Hashem, next time, we'll finish up the rest of this daf, which starts Siman Kuf Samach Gimel.